Mr. Zero, he's got all types of things. Classic music, modern.
Well, all right. Yes, my listeners, it is time again for the Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show. This week, the Supremes.
My baby likes.
Greetings, people, and welcome to the Psycho Jello Show. I am your host, Mr. Zero. This week, from Detroit, Michigan, the Supremes. And we are very proud to announce this is episode 150. Originally formed in 1959 as the Primettes, they changed their name to the Supremes in 1961. From 1961 to 1969, they released 24 albums with 39 singles and 45 songs on the Billboard charts. Three of their biggest hits, Stop in the Name of Love, You Keep Me Hanging On, and You Can't Hurry Love. In the early 60s, the Beatles were rivaled only by the Supremes for the number one spot. Opening our show from July of 1961 was Buttered Popcorn. And you just heard from November of 1962, Let Me Go the Right Way. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Company on Lexington Avenue North. They also have two other locations at Southdale Mall and Maplewood Mall. Coming up now, the number 23 hit from October of 1963, When the Love Light Starts to Shine Through His Eyes. The number 5 hit from December of 1965, My World is Empty Without You. In 1965, the Supremes appeared on the TV show Where the Action Is. Preceded by one of my favorite songs as a kid, the number 1 hit from September of 1964, Baby Love. In October of 64, the Supremes appeared on the TV show Steve Allen's Playhouse. The singing group was founded by Florence Glinda Chapman Ballard. Born in Detroit, Michigan on the 30th of June in 1943, she passed away on the 22nd of February in 1976. Co-founder was Mary Wilson, born on the 6th of March in 1944 in Greenville, Mississippi. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you want to learn more about the artists we cover on this show, go to theRosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zero's. Be sure to check us out at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show on the Facebook. In March of 1966, the Supremes appeared on the Sammy Davis Jr. Show. So, coming up now, the number 9 hit from April of 1966, Love is Like an Itching in My Heart.
on my mind. Time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be.
You just heard dedicated to my son Obleon, the number one hit from September of 1968, Love Child. In October of 1968, the Supremes appeared on the Bing Crosby special. And preceded by my all-time favorite song by the Supremes, the number two hit from July of 1967, Reflections. We should mention that the Supremes played Minneapolis at the Auditorium on my birthday, the 29th of May in 1967. In December of 1967, the Supremes appeared on the Tennessee Ernie Ford special. Their most famous member was one Diana Ross, born on the 26th of March in 1944 in Detroit, Michigan. She dated Gene Simmons of Kiss from 1980 to 1983. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too. Since 2009, where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. In March of 1969, the Supremes appeared on the TV show Hollywood Palace. This song, a number one hit from October of 1969, Someday We'll Be Together.
Tell you of a great love. Oh,
Just heard one of the first songs after Diana Ross left the Supremes, the number 7 hit from October of 1970, the song Stone in Love. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. Taking us out, the Diana Ross solo song from November of 1972, When We Grow Up.
Still pull the whistle while you steer. Well, I don't care if I'm pretty at all, and I don't care if you never get tall. I like what I look like, and you're nice small. We don't have to change at all. When I grow up, making faces and making friends like you. And when we grow up, do you think we'll see that I'm still like you and you're still like me? I might be pretty, you might grow tall, but we don't have to change at all. I still want to be your friend forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
And there you go, folks. This concludes the Psycho Jello Show on the Supremes. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.
Filter.
One, two.
Mr. Zero, he's got all types of things. Classic music, modern movies, and vintage video games. For all the girls and boys, he sells retro toys. Some people just don't get it. 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 Everybody take a trip down to Mr. Zero's. Bring the family, make history. In this shop full of vintage things, find something for everyone.